Reporting is back on.
Out of closed session with nothing to report. Item 15 is a request for future agenda items by council members if they so desire.
Oh, the agenda, sorry. We were going to put on the agenda for...
Rosanna, is there any update on the park? On the parks?
I didn't go to it.
Right, I know we both were absent, but I just wasn't...
I don't... Mike didn't send me an update, okay. But I don't even know if there was a meeting.
If I may address it, yes. If it's appropriate. So, the superintendent was looking for an official memo from me requesting the Seaside Park. So I started talking to Mike about, do we have the staff to maintain it? Can we do a good job over there? We don't have the staff. I want some numbers. From my standpoint as your manager, I do not want to take something on and have us fail. Mm. And so that's the direction I've given him. I need to know what it's going to cost for us to send people over there before we even talk about that. Guys, I think we're not going to have it. But we're focusing on the city park. We're chasing a grant for the west side, for Olive Bowl and for Kaku. And I think that's a great starting point. And as things come together, again, I mentioned the HCD business. As you get healthier and this dialogue has started, you have a vision for it. And also I think the Kiwanis are considering helping with the repair of the irrigation pump at Harvard so that the kids can play soccer down at the upper level of it. And you just need a porta potty out there, and I think you'd be okay with that. So we can get some activity happening on the east side, but I would request that we hold back until, you know, be in it to win it, so we can do a good job if we do this before we start talking to the district about that formally.
Is there another meeting scheduled?
I don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
We'll reach out to Mike. Is there a possibility that we could contract with the schools to maintain that for a certain period of time since they're maintaining it now?
You can ask for anything that you want. Okay. But if I'm them, I'm gonna assume additional liability for what benefit to help the city. And remember, we backed away. They wanted us maintaining lights at the football stadium and the artificial turf. They've replaced it at some huge expense. I'm thinking they're not going to want to take any of our burden.
Thank you, finally.
Okay. Well, thank you, Bill. That's a good point.
Thank you. It's good that they're open to it, but maybe now's not quite the time.
Right.
Did you want to put something on about the hospital district?
It was regarding the document, the MOU, the amendment. What was the other one? Programming.
Well, it was two addendums.
It was only two?
And the MOU. So...
to combine,
that we were going to have. So Star Warson is going to put together the draft combining the three documents, clarifying language, removing items that are no longer needed, and that way we have one working document instead of three different outdated working documents. So he will put a draft together for us. We can bring it, if it's okay, put on the agenda to bring it at the next meeting for us to review. And if approved, we will take that back to the next programming committee September 9th. So
September 3rd, isn't it?
9th. Oh, okay.
To join
the park. And then at that meeting, both the group there, the programming committee, would adopt it together.
Now, if I may, I visited with Lisa today. I wanted to hear how that went, because I heard Star was there, and I was concerned about it being disruptive. He said you guys were fine with it and went well.
Yes.
And from a staff perspective, I'm not opposed to that happening, but what I thought was supposed to happen was he would provide you guys with the document, and the programming committee would meet and make sure that it's what you want, that it's what you've agreed to, and if it's what you agreed to, then you take it back to your representative elected.
And that's exactly what we did. He's just going to put together the actual draft with the changes that we recommended.
Okay.
If something's being obsolete because... It's no longer needed in here because it's already been done and there's no reason why.
So then that's the draft that we'll bring together to council for review.
I have some little bit of concern that their attorney is working on this and our attorney is
He's going to be able to review it. I mean, the final, that's not going to be the final. He's going to draft it, and that's why we're going to have someone.
And then we did say that we would send it to Mario.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, it's cheaper if he takes
I think what I'm hearing is the committee is comfortable with that document coming to us sooner rather than later. You don't need to preview it prior to it coming to your council for review, is what I'm hearing you say right now.
You don't think it needs to go back to the committee?
I think you guys should take a look at
it
myself to make sure that it represents what you've agreed to, is what I
would
want.
So that will happen. So,
okay.
So we'll he's going
to
do the draft.
Email it. Do the draft. Mm-hmm. Email it to the committee.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We'll make sure that the changes that we agreed to mm-hmm. were made at that time. I mean, it's still a draft.
September the 9th.
Before then.
But how are you going to meet and discuss it if you don't have a meeting? And you know what? You're not governed by the Brown Act. You can do it anywhere.
No,
you
know what?
We'll talk about that, yes.
Okay. I'm not trying to complicate it. I just want to make sure that your ideas are
apparently done faster. Because being that going and coming,
okay.
It'll take about a
month. Well, you know what? If we bring it in and it smells funny, I'm sure you'll let us know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've made that way.
So you want it at the 28th meeting, is what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm. That way we have recommendations for the programming committee on September 9th.
Okay.
So we may or may not approve it. We just will have a chance.
Just the draft.
And that's why we're kind of rushing it, because if we don't approve it as a council, then September 9th, we would go back to the programming committee and say, you know, council feels like X, Y, and Z, and then we go from there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, thank you, too, for helping to mend this.
And Lisa will be posting it outside of the Wellness Center, right? Wasn't she going to, not the draft or anything, but post that we had a meeting, right? Or what was it that she was going to be posting? Yeah, she was going to
the at-large.
So recruiting. You want an at-large person on this committee?
According to what the addendum says.
Yeah, it says.
Well, it's optional. It's not that we have to have them.
It's nice.
It says committee may appoint additional. The committee shall appoint the at-large member to confirm the final membership.
And are they talking about the advisory committee, or are they talking about the wellness programming committee? Well, anyway, that needs to be clarified.
I think it's part of the programming committee. That's what the addendum is all about. It defines the programming committee.
I would say before you get an at-large person, we should look at the actual MOU.
And the way that person would be appointed, ideally, is through an interview process, too. Mm-hmm. So,
well, it's going to be a letter of interest.
Yeah, a letter of interest.
And, well, whoever wants to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it kind of does sound like we need an agenda item, but maybe not at the next meeting.
Take some time.
It sounds like the concern is if it's not the next meeting, then it goes later than their next committee meeting, so it rolls into October before their committee would have any response from the city rather than having it September.
You want to type a document, guys. You want to make sure it's what you want.
Well, we want Mario to have a chance to look at it.
Well, it's not going to be the final. It's just going to be put it on.
I'm a little concerned about the additional person and how that person is selected and what their role is, and I don't think that's identified in the document. So it needs to be identified in the future document.
Why don't we put it on?
Yeah. We'll put it on as a study session and you guys can discuss.
Okay.
Good
study session.
You need a motion for that.
So
a motion for that item to be added.
So, Rosanna, you make a motion that we add a study session on the on the MOU, and is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed?
Okay. Thank you, Council.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Bill, is there any update on this transit center, which, you know, they were bringing that up. Do we need an update on that?
Yes. Related to the transit center, I spoke with the TCAB rep today asking some questions. And we have selected someone to do the phase one environmental work on that. We're doing the phase one environmental work on that to ensure that there aren't pre-existing contaminants so we don't buy a bill of goods there. So if there's something there, we want to identify it, and it would be on the back of the property owner, or we don't complete the purchase. It's mostly concrete out there. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we're going to find anything, but it's a necessary hoop to go through to protect the city. Once that's done, the buyer's anxious to sell. We're ready to move forward once we get into a contract that's agreeable to everyone. But the phase one needs to happen, and we have agreed to
And you
to
come
assumption.
Up with someone to do it.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. We went through the competitive bid process. We had three applicants. We've gone with the lowest, right, Brett? And then we confirmed their credentials on that.
I think
that's what happened there.
Okay.
How about the cannabis? Where are we at in that?
I think that's coming up. On
that interview will the phase three interview with the ad hoc committee, which are Councilmember Flores, Councilmember Sanchez, and Brett. We'll conduct those interviews on Friday, and I'll be there as an observer.
Oh.
Question. So it's been a while, other than the meeting that we had with the hospital board, it's been a while since we've had any other joint meetings with any other groups or organizations.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's time to look at that and see.
It's always time if you can sit in the room together.
Well, we need to have items on the agenda for that. There may be, I mean, the next we might want to meet with would be the school board.
If you have time to discuss wherever you are with that East Side Park, because they're going to have questions that some of their board members have heard that we were pursuing that, and they would have questions. But I really think that to do our due diligence, and some of the issues that we have in the community was we built it, but we didn't plan for sustainability.
Right.
I won't do that to you. And so I want to know that it's sustainable if we take it on. And now Brett will have to deal with
and that. And the charter requires that any projects have to be sustainable. And so we're going to have it in. But the other thing to look at is the internship programs of PAC. That would be a great topic to have with the school board.
That's a good topic, yeah.
Because they've been using us kind of as a guinea pig. They've been helping refine their marketing materials for it and how they prep the students.
They can give you more details. If they can give us more details, I know some of it, but the TSL, like the actual numbers of people that are involved, that have graduated and have come back. I know this is the first year that we have four of those participants already teaching.
Nice.
So they're part of the first cohort.
Nice.
So, I mean, I think that that's just something that needs to be out there in the community.
Yeah, that's a good
highlight.
They will also be interested in the expansion of housing in C2. I had.
That's true. They will be.
With Grant the other day, and brought up that Mission States is going for sale in a month, elected sale, and that'll take a year to get going in it. He was like, wait, where? And so they were easily map later. Is this the one you're talking about? Because they have to prep ahead of time for how to manage the elementary schools and things. And so having a discussion on future growth patterns would also be a good topic to have.
And I would add for all concerned that the current GIS software we had, I did some wheeling and dealing on it. It's one of the things that I came to the city to start. And I worked for the school district to help them establish elementary school boundaries. And that's why Roosevelt School got built, was because of the Mission Estates subdivision.
Right.
And Lindsay Oaks, which is now coming forward. And Autumn Hills Estates, which is just completed. And the Maple Valley Estates. So you have enough schools, but they may need to adjust boundaries a little bit.
They said Roosevelt's full.
They're full.
It's
most of our schools are full. We're the only one that has room right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lincoln. We have a few portables not being used. Other than that, most of the other schools are using all of their buildings.
We've had a long-term, really great working relationship with them. Again, we needed stuff, and we couldn't get it, but they could get the software. They just didn't have the skills, and so I worked with Superintendent Klagel and a variety of people over there for a couple of months, working out those census information to get those districts put together. And so there's always hope that you can have that level of relationship where, you know, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Where are you strong? Where do we have need? And I encourage you to keep that on. We've had some difficult time, folks, and I've taken you there with the school district when it was not in our best interest to maintain the relationship that we had about, again, it wasn't sustainable taking care of those lights, that artificial turf. We weren't going to replace the artificial turf. We couldn't. And we step back from that, and you have hurt feelings, but it was the right thing to do. And I'm sorry, but the outsourcing of the Friday night market was the right thing to do over here. And hopefully we will heal. Right now the city is receiving revenues.
Well, you know what? We haven't heard that yet from them.
No, it's getting quiet because people are starting to get into what that new normal is. And there'll be a couple of hiccups, but they're paying us routinely. They're getting it dialed in. And I hope that at some point the chamber can be like the phoenix and rise from the ashes and do good things. And I know that I would, and Brett in my stead would love to help them. Remember, we've offered them the West Wing of City Hall, and they haven't taken it. And I hope that, so long as you don't need it, is something, if they decide that they want to do something other than what they're doing, that would be a good relationship-building opportunity there. Because we want them to thrive.
Yeah, important.
So, yeah, I think that's a good point to bring up. We can start communications with the school district to set up a time. And if, you know, they'll have to work their agenda, and it probably won't be any time really soon, but to get something
lined
up for the future.
Put it in a year sooner rather than later. It'll happen sooner rather than later.
Yep. It's a fabulous idea.
Okay. With that, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Okay.